Welcome to the Courageous Recovery Broadcast. I'm your host, Randy Mortensen. This is the weekly 20 to 25 minute program where we provide answers for your I don't know how. Whether you're dealing with recovery issues, maybe emotions from a loss, or life has just thrown you one more curveball than you were expecting, I'm so glad you're here today. And it's going to be just a wonderful time of sharing. We have an awesome guest here today. It's my spiritual gift of sarcasm. I'm going to be sharing just some fantastic developments that have happened in our outreach programs and in just a program that means the world to me. It's very close to my heart. So just stand by and I want to share with you just all the blessings that have happened in my life and how I want to share those over the next year to 5 years. It's always great to see that we have people joining this live broadcast from coast to coast. Thank you for taking time from your busy schedules to connect. You should see a chat box no matter what platform you're watching this on. If you're on the Facebook page, please just put a comment with any thoughts on with a platform that has a subscribe button. Please just click subscribe so you'll get regular notifications of any future episodes. For more information about me and just the outreach opportunities that I participate in, you can go to randymortensen.com. That's www.randymortensen.com. Later in the show, I will talk more about a 21-point assessment that really is a tool to determine whether you or a loved one qualifies for one of my programs called the Lifestyle Champion Cohort. So today, as I mentioned, I'm going to be sharing something that has been placed on my heart. Oh, it's probably for a few years now. And the title of what I'm going to share with you is Jay's House of Restoration. Jay's House of Restoration. This is all about this beautiful kid. If you're watching this with any live video or any photos, this is a photo of my son, my five-year-old son, shortly before what was really the darkest day of my life. That was May 28th in 1997. That was the day I had to say goodbye to my five-year-old son, Jay. You see, there was an emergency room physician that after we were at our place in the river, and Jay started just screaming and vomiting this green stuff. And we rushed him to the emergency room, and they had done some basic tests on him, determined his electrolytes were a bit out of balance. And they said, we're going to need to perform an emergency appendectomy. And sadly, that afternoon, a physician who had worked 36 hours straight did the math wrong. And instead of doing the calculations properly and pushing 2 milliequivalents of potassium, his math error caused him, even though 2 emergency room RNs refused to administer the dosage that this ER physician had said, he said, I'll do it myself. And he gave him 20 milliequivalents of potassium. That sent Jay into immediate cardiac arrest. He was attempting to balance Jay's electrolytes in preparation for the emergency surgery. In a split second, I lost a son that I loved deeply. He had a smile that would light up any room, and he had such a vibrant personality that he was unforgettable. And that afternoon was a dark day for me. All of us have memories, some positive, some not so much. This for me was a dark, dark day in my life. And as I've shared from time to time, as I speak from stages or on podcasts, my poor choices cost me hundreds of thousands, probably millions of dollars, and a ton of relationships and marriages. But this physician who had worked 36 hours straight, and even though we could never prove it, there was a lot of evidence to suggest that he was high on crack cocaine. My poor choices, as I said, cost me a lot of money and too many relationships. But the poor choices of that physician that Sunday afternoon cost me my son. And so as I've processed this over the last 35 years, I came to the conclusion that there needed to be something that I could do to memorialize him. So Jay's birthday, his 40th birthday, would have been next April, April 15, 2022, would be his 40th birthday here on Earth. And my plan is to memorialize him by establishing a home for young men in Haiti who are struggling to survive in their current settings. This will be in the area of Williamson, Haiti, where Worldwide Village has been doing work for about 15 years. And this will be a house for young men that are struggling in their home life. It will be a house for boys that are probably in the age range of 8 to as old as 18. Graduating from high school. And I'll show you a floor plan here in a minute. But the goal of Jay's house is for it to provide an array of life-changing care for selected young men. We will have a husband and wife that can have one or two children of their own that will be the house parents. And they will be attentive to the needs of these young men. They will provide the right kind of care at the right time. We will be able to offer them, these young men, healthcare, education, and spiritual development. There will be some of these young guys that will come to us following emotional losses. And we intend to deliver compassionate care while helping those young men grow in mind, body, and in spirit. We truly believe in rehabilitation and redemption for these kids. We don't want them to be punished for something that they didn't do. We will advocate for fair treatment that offers developmental support based on their age. All this while teaching functional decision-making abilities. We are on a mission that supports the beliefs that God loves his children and wants what's best for them. Everyone deserves a chance to reach their full potential. We won't give up on the young men in our community in Haiti. And we are committed to helping those who are struggling by providing a family setting, thereby allowing them to grow as they pursue God's plan for their life. The 3,500 square foot home will cost us about $82,000 to actually construct. And we will purchase all of the building materials in Haiti. All of the labor will be done by our Haitian construction team. And as I said, it's about 3,500 square feet. It will have 6 bedrooms and 4 baths. Young men will also have an opportunity to participate in our agriculture programs, and they'll even be exposed to construction programs as well as various forms of athletics. The house itself is going to have significant room for family interaction. The boys will even participate in food prep. They'll have roles or duties to perform. There will be periods of learning and playtime. It will be a true family environment for these young men. And the project, as I said, will create jobs for a Haitian construction team, and there will be ongoing employment opportunities for this. The financial goal for the construction in the first year of program support is $82,000. If I look at general giving levels, that means that we only require 49, we're only going to need 49 gifts of varying amounts. The ongoing financial support will be required, but the ultimate goal is for this program to be 100% sustainable over the long term. As I continue to work on projects with my Haitian brothers and sisters, I know this family home will return significance to young men's lives. And Jay will be smiling down from heaven. So please prayerfully consider helping in any way that you can. We're requesting prayer support, the financial backing that I mentioned is something that we're certainly looking to have friends and relatives and their networks help us to raise this support over the next few months. So please prayerfully consider helping in any way you can. I will share the jayshouse.org website later. There's also a Facebook page with the same name, Jay's House of Restoration. So those are two areas where you can go to learn more, and you can actually have a donate now button on the website. And again, you can get to that website by going to www.jayshouse, no apostrophe, jayshouse.org. And I would love to have you participate. Please call me if you have any questions. My office number is 321-757-HOPE. That's 321-757-HOPE. Please keep this project in your prayers. And if you're able, I would be so grateful for you to contribute whatever amount you might be able to help support this meaningful project for Dad, for me. So thank you. And I just want to talk for a moment about another 8-week program that we're getting ready to launch. We're going to be launching a new website page for this 8-week program that's called the Lifestyle Champion Cohort. And what that cohort is it's a 90-minute weekly meeting. The first 30 minutes is teaching. The balance is group accountability and group discussion. There are three phases. First phase is to evaluate. And that's where the 21 question assessment that is on the front page of my website at randymortenson.com. That's where you go to determine whether you're a mild, moderate, or severe case of substance use disorder. The first phase, if you are mild or moderate, and you're eligible for this program, the first phase is for you to evaluate. Phase two is to equip. This is the bulk of the 8 weeks of sessions is the equip. What are the tools? What are the skills? What are the opportunities that you have to grow in your ability to have a life change? And then the third phase is enjoy. For more information or to get releases from our database, please just text CHAMPION to 66866. That's CHAMPION to 66866. We'll see if you qualify. And by participating in this broadcast, you're actually entitled to a 50% discount off of any of the regular fees that are here. One of the other programs that we've just more or less finalized in the last couple of weeks that I'm excited to share with this group for the first time publicly, it's called the Lifestyle Champion Weekend for Men. Again, that's the Lifestyle Champion Weekend for Men. The idea with this is it was a men's weekend 20 plus years ago that radically changed my life. And God has really laid it on my heart. And I've talked to a couple of my colleagues, and we've really gotten to the point of developing a program that will begin on Friday evening with dinner, and then we will have music, and then just in a short session Friday evening, we'll share some life-changing ideas for you to consider. And then Saturday is an intense day of Bible teaching, and you will learn about new ideas from a guidance standpoint that each man can consider. On Saturday, there will also be small group accountability sessions. And in the evening, a powerful talk by a locally known celebrity, either an athlete or a hugely successful business person that has maybe done some prison time because of some fraudulent acts, or it's going to be a wide variety, but it will definitely be somebody you won't want to miss his testimony, because each of these gentlemen has a recovery journey to share. So the whole idea of this annual Lifestyle Champion Weekend Retreat for Men is for each man who participates to recognize and realize and have a desire to see that lifestyle champion that God has placed within each of us revealed. Let me say that again. The lifestyle champion within us is waiting to be revealed. The weekend retreats are meant to encourage, challenge, and guide you towards seeing that champion revealed. So the three weekend retreats for the 2021 and 2022 season are planned as follows. The Twin Cities Area Gathering will be on November 5th through the 7th. So that's a Friday, November 5th, concluding Sunday, the 7th. That's the Twin Cities Gathering. The next weekend is the Upper Midwest Weekend, which will probably be somewhere in Northwest Iowa, because I have a great network of people from Nebraska to Iowa to South Dakota and even Southwestern Minnesota. So our location is in that Northwest Iowa area. And that Upper Midwest Weekend is planned for Friday, November 12th, starting in the evening and concluding on Sunday the 14th. And then here in Central Florida, the weekend is scheduled for January 14th through the 16th. So again, the Twin Cities Area Gathering, and the event will actually have sleeping accommodations. There will be meals provided, and I'll recap that in a minute. But the Twin Cities Area Gathering, again, is November 5th through the 7th. The Upper Midwest Weekend is planned for November 12th through the 14th. And the Central Florida Weekend, which will be somewhere in the greater Orlando area, is planned for January 14th through the 16th. To give you a little bit better of an idea, Friday night session will start with music and some life-changing ideas for you to consider. Saturday is an intense day of biblical teaching. There will be tips and ideas of guidance for each man to consider. And then there will be small groups of probably 6 to 8 guys in each small group that will share some of the thoughts, the observations, the feedback, and the goals going forward, so we can have some ongoing accountability sessions. And then that evening is where the powerful talk by the local celebrity will happen. Sunday morning, before we all break away and head home, Sunday morning will be a worship service and a message on surrender, healing, and how to experience the lifestyle champion lifestyle in your daily life. Some of you are going to say, wow, how much is this going to cost? Well, what I want you to know is I don't want a lack of finances to hold anyone back from attending. So we will offer scholarships. We will make a way. If you're wanting to attend and for some reason you have financial limitations that are just holding you back, the cost the final cost has not yet been set, but we're thinking it's probably somewhere in the $250 to $285 all inclusive for the weekend. Like I talked about earlier, dinner on Friday is the first meal. Then breakfast, lunch, and dinner will be provided on Saturday. There will be a wonderful breakfast Sunday morning and then a to-go lunch on Sunday afternoon. So I have started a Facebook group for the Lifestyle Champion group. So it's the Lifestyle Champion Weekend is the name of the Facebook group. And more on that will come, but please ask to join the Facebook group, and I will have a website here shortly that we can actually go to for registration. I want to close our time together with a recap of what Jay's House of Restoration is all about. As I said, the financial goal is $82,000. That's sufficient to build the 3,500 square foot house, as well as provide furnishings for that house and even help with the first year operating costs. If you're seeing this photo on your screen, that's my beautiful son, Jay, looking at young men in Haiti that I know it would bring a smile to his face. And he's smiling down from heaven, even as his dad's talking about this. But he will experience such joy and gratitude when we achieve the $82,000. And then we're able to do the dedication on what would be his 40th birthday, April 15th, 2022. Facebook page for Jay's House of Restoration is just that, Jay's House of Restoration. Website, you can go to www.jayshouse.org. Again, that's www.jayshouse.org. And with that, I just want to thank you for joining me today. And it's just amazing to me to realize that during this pandemic, overdose deaths have more than tripled. And that just continues from the growth rates that have been happening since 1990, even. It's even compounded beyond that, those numbers. So as we look at the number of overdose deaths per day, it's somewhere between 130 and 150 overdose deaths per day in the United States. That's costing our economy almost $800 billion annually. If you know someone who's struggling today, or maybe you're that person who's battling a compulsive destructive behavior, please don't wait another day to seek help. I gave my number earlier, and I'll just share it with you again. The phone number for my office is 321-757-HOPE. Again, that's 321-757-HOPE. Please don't wait another day. Call someone that you know, trust. Call my office. Because those who are dying are husbands, wives, sons, and daughters of someone who loves them. Today's the day. If you are interested in a free download of my ebook titled The 5 Common Mistakes When Pursuing Recovery, text CHAMPION to 66866. As I'm closing out this session, I just want you to know, I want to thank you for listening to the two new opportunities that God has put in front of me. One is Jay's House of Restoration, to truly honor my beautiful son who went to the Lord's house far too early because of the poor choices of an emergency room physician. Jay's House is near and dear to my heart. Second, the Lifestyle Champion Weekend for Men is a relatively new idea, although we've been talking about it for at least 5 years now. So look for more information, reach out to me, send me an email, go to my website, randymortenson.com, and please participate and invite others. I hope you found this information helpful today. You can look for the replay of this to be available on the usual podcast online outlets and everywhere from Buzzsprout to Apple Podcasts to Google Podcasts to Spotify and many of the others. Have a blessed day and be extraordinary today.